cut so deep you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Yes, indeed. We get a few rare tracks from Mike Waldman every week here on Daily Scramble Live. Jason Fetty's here.
Yo.
Mike Waldman's here.
Good morning.
And he highlights some cool rare stuff from his extensive collection and his dredges of the internet that he searches through to pull some songs for us weekly on Tuesdays. So, good morning, Mike. What are we doing today?
Good morning. Well, we have a full house today. We've got outtakes. We've got rarities that are not published anymore. We've got demos. And we've got live performances that people have never heard before.
Cool.
So we're going to start off with a tradition in the Waldman House. Every year, every family has traditions. And in our house for Christmas, we play the Beatles' Christmas messages.
Okay.
Tyler, do you know much about these?
You know, I don't really.
Very interesting. So starting in 1963 all the way up to 1969, so for 7 years in a row, the Beatles put out a Christmas message to people that were in their fan club. And if you weren't in the fan club, too bad.
You didn't get one.
You didn't get one. And then in 1970, which was the final year, they put an LP out with all of the messages and never heard from again. Okay? So this is a very, very rare track. We're going to hear from the very, very first Beatles Christmas message from 1963. It's interesting that if you listen to all of them, you hear the evolution of the band. It starts off being written by their press agent, and by the end, it sounds very much like Revolution 9 on the White Album, very psychedelic. So we're just going to hear the very plain one, the 1963 Beatles Christmas record.
Cool.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and the parcels. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Dolly Mitchells and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records. Which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio. One of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running over my time and people are telling me to stop. Like,
stop,
Ringo,
stop shouting
so,
those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Krimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und danke schön, und den Christmon even, da den Christmon either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Danke schön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people wish merry, happy. Go on for Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year, and folks, Happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a long time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
No reindeer had a very shiny nose when everybody told him.
Mickey the red-nosed Negro. It's fascinating. It's totally fascinating to me.
It really was.
I mean, it's the Beatles. We wouldn't do that for any other band, would we?
Stop for 4 minutes and listen to them talk about nothing.
Talk rubbish.
Yeah.
But it's amazing and sort of nostalgic.
Well, and no other fan club would care about what a band had to say in a random
in those
Christmas
days.
Message.
No, and if they had to use tape and get round the microphone. And these days, you do it on your phone and throw it up on YouTube, whatever. But it's fascinating. It's good to hear them say, good old Frida.
Yes, and Frida is going to be appearing on Wednesday in L.A. at a showing of her film, which is
she really?
Called Good Old Frida.
Good Old Frida. Frida was in charge of the fan club in Liverpool.
Cool.
She was never allowed to move to London. Her father wouldn't let her, so she made a movie, and she kept her mouth shut the whole time. All these years, she's never done any sort of told any tales, you know.
No self-promotion.
No, she's never been to the press or anything like that. But she made a movie a couple of years ago just for her grandkids, just so her grandkids would know that she was involved with this band on such a personal level for all the entire time that they were together. So and she's a lovely woman. She works for the National Health Service or some public organization in Britain.
It's especially interesting to me because I've never really listened to the Beatles chat, in the early 60s when they first started. And they're just kids. I mean,
they're really young.
It's as if One Direction did that today.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's a similar thing with completely different music and audiences, but it's the same kind of rabid fan base that wants to hear that.
Yeah, John Lennon was probably 23 at that time.
Yeah.
And George Harrison was 20. These are young people.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, that was a 1963's Christmas message from the Beatles. Mike Waldman is showcasing some rare tracks, all Christmas themed today. So what's next?
The next is a demo from Tommy. And very interestingly, before the Who went in to record Tommy, Pete Townsend actually recorded the whole album in his house. He played all the instruments, mostly just piano, some acoustic guitar, and a drum machine behind him. But the whole album is there. And what we're going to be hearing is the track called Christmas. Interesting in the sense that the question of the song is, given he's deaf, dumb, and blind, how could he know God?
Did you ever see the faces of the children? They get so excited. Waking up on Christmas morning, hours before the winter sun's ignited. They believe in dreams and all they mean, including heaven's generosity. Peeping round the door to see what pulses are in store.
and Tommy doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know who Jesus was and what praying is. How can he be saved from the eternal grave? Surrounded by his friends, he sits so silently and unaware of anything.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Yeah, every week Mike Waldman comes in and brings what used to be called rare tracks. These days they're just buried deep in the internet and you don't know where to find them, but he does. And that was Tommy, or a track from Tommy, from the demos of Tommy by The Who, called Christmas.
Yeah, and you can get that now on the Tommy Deluxe album. It used to be that you had to find it in a record store behind the counter, but now they actually released it.
Yeah, they're releasing everything. So what have you got next, Mike?
Okay, our last track, and we're going to say goodbye now before we play it, is for about 3 years in a row, Springsteen had a very private Christmas party where he would invite musical guests to come in and play. All the money would go to charity. People like Elvis Costello, Bruce Hornsby, John Bon Jovi, Gary U.S. Bonds would come in and play. And what we're going to hear right now is a track from a soundboard track from one of those concerts with the Max Weinberg Seven, who used to be the backup band for who was that guy, the late night show? I can't think of his name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Late night show, British guy, Craig Ferguson.
Not a British guy, but the American guy with the big, tall with the red hair.
Conan O'Brien.
He used to be the backup band for that. And so what you're going to hear is the lead guitarist, Jimmy Vivino, is going to be singing the vocals. And you're going to hear lead guitar Bruce Springsteen.
So you brought in the Beatles and Bruce Springsteen today, Mike. I didn't know
what
you were fans of those.
You.
Mike Waldman, thank you. Rare Tracks every Tuesday here on KX 93.5. This one will close us out today.